Hey guys, thank you for joining me again on another episode of One Takes Joke. As always, I'm your host, Megan. Today, I wanted to go over a Marcus Aurelius quote. It's been a while since we've done the Old Man Stoics, and I figured I'd start it back up again with one of my Phoebes. Alright, so, the quote today. It's short, sweet, simple. A lot, like that's how most of Marcus Aurelius' quotes are. Seneca, a little bit more. Epictetus, not so much. A little bit more for the teaching. Anyways, so the quote is, if it's endurable, then endure it. Stop complaining. Like I said, short, sweet, and to the point. There's very little room for interpretation there. At the end of the day, if you can endure something, do it. Don't complain about it. Don't, you know, pull the pull me card. Don't give, you know, 10,000 excuses to not do it. Because if you can do it, then do it. If you need help, ask for help, but still get it done. Because at the end of the day, yes, it might be a difficult task. Yes, it might push you past your limits. Yes, you might need help, but you can still get it done. And if you need help, request help, humble yourself to do so, and get help. Now, you don't have to rely on help if it's not necessary. Sometimes people feel they need help when it's unnecessary because they just don't want to do the work. I'm guilty of that sometimes, but it's about knowing your task and knowing yourself. Sometimes it's endurable. It's not enjoyable, but endurable. And when it is, endure it, stop complaining. I mean, I don't want to harp on that too much, but it's empowering if you let it be, because it's easy to say I can't. It's a lot harder to say I can and push through the pain. Yeah, think about the first time you've gone for, you know, a mile run without stopping, or the longest you've gone without stopping, be it less or more than a mile. When you got close to that breaking point, or in the mile example, to that finishing point. When I was a kid, I knew that, like, or at least I felt like I knew, like, while I was running, I was like, I'm gonna die. Oh my goodness, why do people do this? And mind you, I was a very out of shape, you know, about the first time I can actually, like, remember, like, 100% remember was, you know, fifth grade, sixth grade, something like that. And it was a walk run. It was a quarter mile track. We'd run the straights, walk the curves. And around the mile, I was like, my goodness, why? Why? This hurts. Why? But I endured it. I got it done. Yeah, I complained. Maybe I shouldn't have. Now I know, don't. But I got through that experience. And now, since then, I've done 5K runs. I've done Spartan races, which is, I've done all of them, or at least like the main three. And I think the super or whatever it is like, it's at least 13 miles. I think the one I did was like 15 miles. That's a 15 mile run with obstacles. And when I was a kid, I complained about a mile. I couldn't endure it. Sorry about that. I tried to get the mic away from me as much as possible when I coughed. Anyways, moral of the story is, I endured it. I got it done. I didn't die. And when we can endure things, we can build up our tolerance to other things. We can make ourselves more invulnerable to
the other difficulties in life, because if we experience pain and we experience difficulty and we overcome those experiences, we grow. When we grow, we get better. And then our tolerance for enduring gets pushed back further and further and further until, you know, some people look at ultramarathons. Some guy ran from one side of the U.S. to the other side of the U.S., beat a record, and did it high fat. He did something so many people said that could not be done. Why? Because when it was endurable for him, he endured it, and he stopped complaining. He got stuff done. Because you work up a little bit, day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour. Yes, sometimes it's not fun, but it's endurable. And when it is, just get it done. Because, like I said, it makes you stronger for next time. And think of the end game. Think of not necessarily this menial task that you're doing. Think about how this task plays into your goal for the year, the month, the quarter. Think about, does this make me a better person now? If so, do it. If not, well, do you need to be doing the task? But again, that also depends on if it's an optional task, because some tasks are not optional. For example, work tasks. Those aren't really optional most of the time. But think about it. Is this task bringing you closer to your goal? Then endure it even more. Do another. You know? And that's all I've got for y'all today. I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, and I really don't like doing that. So, quote again by Marcus Aurelius is, if it is endurable, then endure it. Stop complaining. All right, guys. If you'd like to check out the show notes for this or any other episode, it'll be The One Take Stoic. If you'd like to follow me on Instagram or Twitter, it'll be at Thriving on Fat. And I think that's it. I feel like I'm missing something. Got the show notes. All right. I feel like I'm missing something, but my brain's not working super early. Anywho. I'll talk to you later. Bye.